You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It is the Robin Lundberg Show, coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans studio. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. You know, yesterday was kind of a landmark day. It was kind of a landmark day yesterday. Colin Kaepernick, Eric Reid, settling their collusion lawsuit with the NFL. And the reason I say it's a landmark day, regardless of what you think of Colin Kaepernick, he is now a historical figure. Like, his story is going to be in the history books or whatever. You know, they might not have actual physical books at that point, but it's going to be recorded in history. Colin Kaepernick's going down in the history books. And when you talk about that story, there's always the timeline of events and things that have happened. And of course, it begins really with his initial protest. And then, as far as the NFL chapter of the story, it may have closed yesterday. But regardless of what happens from this point on, one thing that will be noted is the settlement. NFL reaches settlement with Colin Kaepernick in collusion grievance. That's now something that happened, and it's something that can be read a certain way. The interpretation of it. You know, there's been this argument and back and forth, and you know, it's gone on for years now, really. Years. More than 2 years. Where this has been an omnipresent thread, an omnipresent talking point, an omnipresent argument at times. And it's now, at least part of it, been closed. That loop has been closed. And as far as my interpretation or reading of the actual settlement, I'd put it like this. To me, this is the equivalent of the NFL pleading the fifth. You remember the Dave Chappelle sketch? There are so many amendments to the Constitution. I can only choose one. I plead the fifth. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, fifth. The NFL pled the fifth when it comes to Colin Kaepernick and to a lesser degree, Eric Reid. Because here's the facts of what this means. Right? I mean, I've said this for a while. Let's be honest. Anybody who was saying otherwise was not being honest with themselves or was having an agenda on purpose. It was clear what happened with Colin Kaepernick in the NFL. It's been obvious why he wasn't in the league. And you have to remember, in order to win this suit, that's a huge uphill battle. You know, the burden of proof was pretty high for what Colin Kaepernick and Eric Reid would have to prove to actually win. So it's telling that the NFL didn't even want to fight that battle or risk losing. You know, there was a point, the NFL asked for a summary judgment in this case, meaning they wanted the judge to just say, no, I'm dismissing this. And the judge looked at whatever evidence was presented and decided, no, their case is strong enough to proceed. And that's when things got interesting. And the NFL here decided they would rather not have any of this information be made public. They did not want to go through what's called discovery, where we could learn what maybe John Elway or Jerry Jones or Roger Goodell said when they were disposed in this case. Deposition. They didn't want that to be out there. Whatever evidence Kaepernick and Reed may have had, you know, whether it was an email or a text message or something somebody said in the deposition, they didn't want that out there. They didn't want that out there. Because if you're the NFL and you did nothing wrong here, I mean, think about what a glorious victory and really absolute defeat it would be for Colin Kaepernick if they fought this and won. So they either thought they were going to lose or there were things that were so embarrassing they didn't want them to be public. And if we're just using logic, the logical explanations or rationale for Kaepernick not having a job in the NFL that had anything to do with something other than his protest and the reaction, they didn't exist. They ceased to exist. You know, you can't make system cases when Joe Flacco is replaced by Lamar Jackson in the middle of the season. You can't make quality cases when Nathan Peterman is a quarterback. You can't make he's been away from the game too long cases when Mark Sanchez and Josh Johnson get signed. I mean, Colin Kaepernick, when he last played, threw four times as many touchdowns as interceptions. It was a fair assessment to say he was, you know, a starting quality NFL quarterback. And sure as heck, an NFL quality quarterback. And we know from which point he ceased to have employment in the NFL. He knew he was going to be cut by the 49ers. Opted out of the deal to try and give his people more time to find him a new deal. And no one offered him one. No one. Not a single offer. Not an offer for starting quarterback money. Not an offer for backup quarterback money. Not an offer, period. Zero offers from that point until now. Which defies any reasonable explanation other than they didn't want him there. So he brought this suit. And from the NFL's point of view, what does settling accomplish? I think really what they're hoping for here is that they can finally move on. That, you know, there's not this constant thread that goes along with the NFL. No matter what point in time, no matter how good things are going for them, no matter what is going on, where at some point this gets brought up. And this either gets held against them by some who say, you know, they're not performing at halftime of the Super Bowl because of what's going on. High profile, Jay-Z, Rihanna. It's not brought up by fans. The next time a quarterback is signed and people say, what's going on here? It's just something they're hoping can move past. They can move past. And on top of that, I think they're very, very happy that this fight will not be fought in public. Because I think whatever was going to be revealed was going to be very, very embarrassing and damaging from a PR standpoint for the NFL. From Colin Kaepernick's side, I know the you know discourse on this has gotten so out of control. But there is no chance Colin Kaepernick knew what was going to happen when he decided to initially protest. Remember what this started as. He was sitting down. I think it was a preseason game. And he was sitting down on the bench. And I think he had done it. He had said he had done it the week before or whatever. Most people didn't notice. Somebody caught that. It wasn't something he went out of his way to make sure was on camera or anything. He was sitting down on the bench. And somebody noticed it during the national anthem. And it became a story. And then he was approached by Nate Boyer, the former Green Beret. And Boyer suggested that kneeling would be more respectful. So that's when the kneeling began. And then that's when he started speaking out. And we all know what happened from that point on. It was a decision. There was no way he had any idea would become what it became. And it turned out to be one of the most impactful decisions one could possibly make. And in a roundabout way, probably one of the most lucrative decisions one could possibly make. And I saw yesterday a lot of people calling him a sellout for what happened. I mean, that's just not understanding the situation. This suit that was brought against, this grievance brought against the NFL, the whole point of it was to collect damages for him not being employed. The NFL, he said, prevented him from employment because of this. He sought damages for that. The point of this was to get that damages, to get those damages. He was never protesting the NFL. His protest was not against the NFL. His protest was against the treatment of black people and minorities in this country, especially when it at that point came to police violence. So that's what the protest was. The battle with the NFL was because he couldn't get a job. And that's the battle he was fighting with this suit. Which, as far as I'm assuming from what I've read, the money side looks like he's going to win. You know, the average basically middle-of-the-road quarterback salary is probably $20 million a season. So if you're thinking he's seeking the damages for that, that's 2 years missed, $20 million each year, plus other damages on top of that. I mean, I think it's reasonable when you're starting to look at the $60, $70 million territory. But that's completely independent of whatever he decides to do as an activist. That's on him now. He's so much bigger than a football player now. Again, I said all this stuff is going to be in the history books. He now has a platform that it's up to him how he decides to use that. But this is totally independent of that. This was a grievance brought to collect damages for the lack of employment. Any way you slice it, I think what happened yesterday was historic. Because we all know this period, the Colin Kaepernick story is going in the history books. And one of the big beats of that story now, one of the big markers of that story now is going to be NFL, Kaepernick, and Reed reach settlement on collusion grievance. 855-212-4227. What are your thoughts? 855-212-4227. At Robin Lundberg on Twitter. That's R-O-B-I-N-L-U-N-D-B-E-R-G. You know, Kaepernick, I would hope, will continue to fight for causes he believes in. I just think his fight with the NFL is over. And for the sake of sports discourse, we should probably all be happy that this is finally settled. It's the Robin Lundberg Show, and it's here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the Robin Lundberg Show.
It is the Robin Lundberg Show here on CBS Sports Radio. I want to remind you, tomorrow at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific on CBS Sports Network, head coach Steve Spurrier leads the Orlando Apollos into San Antonio for a clash with the Commanders. It's the Alliance of American Football on the 24-hour home of CBS Sports. You know, I find it interesting, to say the least, that leak about Colin Kaepernick and the AAF came the night before this settlement with the NFL. Just say I find that interesting. And $20 million was what was reported as possibly his demand. Let me say a few things about that really quickly before we get back into the bigger discussion, which is his settlement with the NFL and your takeaway from that at 855-212-4227. When it comes to the AAF, why would he ever play in the AAF? I mean, I think we talked about that league on the show last week. I'm not dissing the league, but Colin Kaepernick is not a developmental player. He's not. No one else is being asked to prove themselves in that fashion. Why would he go out there with people who are not highest level professional offensive linemen for a salary that does not measure up to what would be the risk of playing? You know, it just doesn't make sense. No one's asking any of these other guys to do that. As far as money, one, whether it's $20 million, whatever, I can't even fathom how much he'd actually be worth to the AAF. Could you imagine that? The publicity for him playing in a game, what that would be? That'd be all over everywhere, including like CNN and MSNBC. Like, their publicity would be enormous. But another wrinkle I find interesting about it, if the demand actually was $20 million, that may have been on purpose. That may have been done legally on purpose because of the suit with the NFL, where his lawyers, I'm sure, were representing him as a starting caliber NFL quarterback based on his statistical profile. Like, if you just, forgetting everything else, you just look at his statistical profile, it fit in a star. I'm not saying a superstar. I'm not saying anything. I'm not going crazy, guys. But it fit a starting NFL quarterback. And that's $20 million, right? So his lawyers may have been saying, and his representation, you should not accept anything less than your market value. And now, none of us know, but we can only speculate, and smart people are speculating and reporting, that this settlement from the NFL is likely worth well more than $20 million. Probably, you know, closer to the range of $60, $70 million, perhaps even north of that. Which is a huge win for him, obviously, financially. And was the purpose of what he was doing. Like, you have to separate this grievance with the NFL and the cause he's protesting. They're independent. They're not the same. He was never protesting the NFL. Colin Kaepernick was not protesting the NFL. He was suing the NFL because he couldn't have his job. He was protesting other things. What he does with that, as an activist, with his platform, that's his responsibility. You know, I think the guy actually, I don't think he had any idea how big this would become when he started it. And I think he grew into it, to be honest with you. Because I think some of his biggest mistakes were at the very beginning of this. You know, the things he did that rubbed people the wrong way. You know, some people are going to be rubbed the wrong way regardless. But I'm saying that, like, legitimately weren't a great look, right? The pig socks, the Castro shirt, the stuff that rubbed people the wrong way. He did that at the beginning of it. And I think as he realized what this was becoming, he, at least from the outside looking in, I don't know the guy or anything like that. It seems to me he grew into that role and started to realize the significance of what he was becoming. At the same time, there was the battle with the NFL. But the battle with the NFL was not what he was protesting for. The battle with the NFL was over not having a job. And that battle's over. 855-212-4227, CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, brought to you by GEICO. Great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to GEICO. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Andy in Boston, I'll let you get in first here on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Andy?
Hey, Robin. How you doing, my man?
Good, man. How are you?
I'm pretty good. So I was listening on my way to work. I heard you talking about Colin Kaepernick. and I heard a couple of things. I just wanted to run them by you.
So, sure.
The first one, he protested on company time, right? So that private corporation has whatever rules they want pertaining to protesting. It's not the same as the U.S. Constitution, right?
Sure.
So
What does that have to do with this?
So here's my thing. I think what they decided was they don't want that circus that followed Colin everywhere he went. They're asking him about this and that. Even when he didn't get a job, it was a story with a different NFL team. Oh, this team didn't even interview Colin Kaepernick.
Here's the problem with what you're saying. You're saying the reason he didn't have a job is because of that, okay? First of all, I just don't think that's actually it was that big of a distraction, to be honest with you, because the year he began protesting, he played that year, later that year. And no, it wasn't that huge a deal every week he was playing. But that's irrelevant, Andy, because the NFL just paid him likely millions and millions and millions of dollars for a reason, right? Like, so if that was actually the case, then why did the NFL settle this suit?
So he either couldn't play football anymore, or they didn't want him around because of the distractions.
No, why did the NFL settle the suit? Why did the NFL settle the suit, if that's the case?
For the same reason that Colin settled the suit.
Well, Colin settled the... Colin would settle the suit because he was suing them in the first place because he couldn't get his money for playing. And if they're giving him his money for playing, then the suit is over.
Would have got a higher settlement if they went through discovery and found that there was damaging evidence against the NFL.
Well, we don't know what the settlement is, but from what I've read from people who are in the know for this kind of thing, they are speculating in the realm of $60, $70, $80 million.
Settlements are always less than what the suit is for.
Dude, it just sounds to me like you are in your position and you're not going to move from your position because it's not reasonable at this point to say that the reason he wasn't in the NFL was all that stuff and there was nothing else going on, or else why wouldn't the NFL fight this to the end and embarrass Colin Kaepernick? The only other logical explanation for why they would settle if there was no evidence of collusion is there was some other really, really embarrassing stuff that was going to get out there. Because otherwise, you take this to the end if there's nothing wrong and you embarrass him in his whole... Really, his whole reputation takes a big hit at that point. But the only logic, guys, I mean, let's just be honest with yourselves, especially with this result. The only logical reason Colin Kaepernick was not in the league is because teams didn't want him. The NFL did not want him at that point. Everything else it just doesn't hold up to logic.
You're listening to the Robin Lundberg Show.
It is the Robin Lundberg Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Kevin Janikowski tweets in at Robin Lundberg. We know Kaepernick and his representatives proved collusion by the NFL. Be interesting, just like you mentioned on the air, how does he take advantage of the platform he's been given going forward? Well, look, the settlement does not prove collusion by the NFL. We don't know what it proves. The whole point of it's confidential. But it opens clearly the questions of why would the NFL settle if there was nothing to it? Why? Again, to me, that's the NFL pleading the fifth. Hey, did you guys collude to keep Kaepernick out of the league? We plead the fifth. That's what they did with the settlement. Michael Kelly Reeves tweets in, he was a bleep QB that had been figured out two season prior with failing stats before changing the channel because you're so clueless. How long are you guys going to hold on that? You're just going to do that forever? There's nothing that would change. Like, there's no amount of information that will get you off of that stupid hill. Because that's what I'm going to call that now, stupid hill. You guys are all on stupid hill. Because there's no way. There's no way that just holds up. I'm sorry. You could say you don't think he's a great quarterback. Fine. I'm not going to get mad at that if you say you don't think he's a great quarterback. But you cannot, with all of the evidence that we have now, say he was not an NFL caliber quarterback and the reason he wasn't in the NFL was football related. It does not hold up to logic. Sorry. Let's go to Mike in Myrtle Beach. Mike, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio. What's going on, Mike?
Hey, good morning, Robin. Good
what
show,
up?
Man.
Thank you.
I'm originally from New York. I'm down here for a bit. I'm 64 years old, Robin. And Kaepernick, that was the most divisive thing I had ever seen in my life when he started taking the knee. And in the beginning, it was the pig socks. And then it was his hatred on his diatribe, white cops killing blacks. okay? And then, you know, after 2 years, he puts a spin on it. He was even awarded from GQ Man of the Year, so he's looking for equality. He put a spin on it like some phony reverends out there. And it's amazing that his lawyers shook down NFL owners' collusion. No figures will be disclosed. And Kaepernick, he's one of the biggest reasons for the divide that continues. I mean, don't people speak about it? They don't want to. Black-on-black crime is the highest stat in the country.
That gets you dropped. Sorry. No, we're not doing that. You're not doing that on this platform. Sorry. So, you know, white-on-white crime is a lot higher than any other on-white crime. I mean, like, don't peddle that. That's racist. Sorry. But when you're talking about the other aspects of what you were trying to say, I said it before, I think he grew. That's my read on it. He grew. I think he started off as angry, realized the magnitude of his platform, because I think he said some stuff that wasn't a great look, did some stuff. I think that, look, I am in support of Kaepernick's cause and what he was protesting. I am not anti-police. I'm anti-police brutality. Certainly not anti-police. So the pig socks were not a good look. You know, I can understand why people didn't like the Castro shirt. Heck, I, you know, didn't like when he said he didn't vote and that he thought both things, you know, as far as choices for voting were close to equivalent. Look how that looks now. You know, like there's a lot that I don't think he handled great at the beginning. I think this was a guy who was frustrated and angry and was like, I'm going to do something about this thing I'm frustrated and angry about. And then all this attention happened and all the fallout happened. And he started to realize the magnitude of what he had done. And I think, and I'm hoping that he grew into that role and he will continue to grow into that role because now Colin Kaepernick is a significant historical figure. And he has a whole life ahead of him to do positive work with a great platform. By the way, when I mentioned the that's another thing in the suit, by the way, a big argument that Geragos, his lawyer, made was that the NFL owners did a lot of it. When you talk about the polarization and divisiveness of it, NFL owners, in part at least, were influenced by the president and their fear of the president and what he would say about this as a big reason why Kaepernick wasn't signed or given a job offer. As I said, for the health of sports discourse, you know, we should probably all be happy that this has been resolved and settled because today's probably the last time, at least as far as the NFL versus Kaepernick, I'll be talking about it. Or a lot of people will be talking about it. But at the same time, it's a huge deal because it's a significant marker. What happened yesterday is going in the history books as a big note in this tale. The Colin Kaepernick NFL tale is a major subthread of the Colin Kaepernick tale. And they just settled a collusion grievance. Alan in Toronto. Alan, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio. What's going on?
I'm very stunned by the NFL's decision because I guess they just wanted to get the monkey off their back, and they did. I, for one, thought he did not have a chance in the world because to prove collusion is a mighty difficult ordeal, you know, according to the 2011 labor agreement between the union and the league. And I was very surprised that Judge Burbank sent it to trial back in August of 2017, you know.
Well, yeah, I mean, Alan, I'll let you continue. I have two things on what you just said. One, they obviously had evidence, or else Burbank would not have allowed it to proceed, right? And two, you are correct. It would have been very difficult to actually win it. So either their evidence was overwhelming and the NFL was petrified they were going to lose, or there was stuff in the evidence or what was going to be said that would have been severely damaging for the NFL. That there's no other reason for them to settle. Go ahead.
What about Eric Reed? He must be kicking himself because he signed for in the fourth week for Carolina for $1.69 million, almost league minimum.
Well, I don't think he's kicking himself because he's getting paid off of this. And, you know, as part of, one, he may have still wanted to play, right? Two, he has to continue to actively try to play or else the suit has no merit. I mean, the reason for the suit is that the NFL was denying them employment. If you're not seeking employment, then your suit doesn't matter.
And I think he should go to the I think Kaepernick should go because it's a challenge. Everybody likes a good, honest challenge. And, you know, he's a football player first and foremost. So he wants to see if he can shake the rust, things like that, you know.
Well, I mean, I think, you know, he was good enough and had proven he's good enough to be in the NFL. If I'm him, I'm not playing any more football at this point. After that settlement, I mean, maybe he loves football. I don't know the guy. Again, I don't know him. Maybe he loves football that much. If it were me, there's no chance I'd be playing football again after that payout. Not having to risk the damage to your brain or your body, and now on to what could be deemed as more important things with millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars of funding and the like, plus a Nike deal. Yeah, I wouldn't be playing football again. Brent in Green Bay. Brent, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio. What's going on, Brent?
Hey, morning. Morning, Robin.
What's up?
Hey, no, not a whole lot. Just working. I see the settlement in a totally different light than you do.
Sure. Go ahead.
You know, NFL ratings are up 6% this year, you know, compared to the dip that they took 2 years ago. I think the NFL is simply throwing hush money to say, you know what, just they don't want the publicity of the CBS Sports and the ESPNs with their cameras outside courtrooms watching Roger Goodell and Colin Kaepernick go in and out of court and keeping this narrative in the news cycle. You know, the NFL contract, the TV deal, is $9 billion contract. The last thing they want to do is have 2 out of 3 years where ratings are down because of something off the field. I think they're just protecting their cash cow.
Oh, I mean, I said that from at the beginning, Brent. I mean, I think there's no simple, just like it's one takeaway from this. I said, I believe from the NFL's perspective, this is about moving on and not having this be a constant story. But at the same time, if there was no evidence, if Kaepernick and Reed had no evidence of any sort of collusion, right, then you must assume there was something the NFL didn't want out there, or that there was some sort of evidence for them to just settle. I know what you're saying. It's just like the optics of it, and maybe that would be part of it, but then why would you be offering what would be equivalent for Kaepernick and Reed to settle? You know what I'm saying? Like, if you were the NFL and you did absolutely nothing wrong, then you could totally, you know, destroy Kaepernick's credibility.
Right, but what's it going to cost in ratings? And that's what they're looking at, is simply just get this to go away compared to the $9 billion, you know, that a TV contract does, and a 6% drop in ratings.
Sure, I agree with you that a part of their thinking is to make this go away. But they also have to realize, you know, when you're talking about PR, Brent, part of the PR is going to be people go, oh, you settled, you know, like the settlement is going to be taken as a sort of tacit admission of guilt. Right, I said pleading the fifth. That was my analogy, and I think for most people, pleading the fifth is sort of a tacit admission of guilt that you just don't want to say.
But when the players union even came out with a statement that almost seemed disappointed in the settlement, and that's why I can't see it as this huge victory for Colin Kaepernick.
You can't see it as a victory for him? Why?
Because if there really was collusion, why would everything be silenced? Why wouldn't you want the fact that owners said this, and this? Wouldn't you want
But again, Brent, I know what you're saying, but I'll say for the 10th time today, his protest wasn't against the NFL. The suit was brought because he was denied employment. If he reached the settlement for being denied employment, then that's over with. Like, I mean, I guess you could say, I want to expose these guys and bring them all down. But then at some point, you're hurting your peers and your coworker if the NFL is totally brought to its knee. I mean, like, there's like some drama to that. But that wasn't the goal. The goal wasn't to bring the NFL down or expose the NFL. The goal was, hey, I should have a job, and you're keeping me from having a job. Here, I want this as in return for you keeping me from having a job. Jeffrey Jump tweets in, as one who spent a career negotiating settlements in the labor relations field, I think your assessment of the cap NFL settlement is 100% on point, especially the discovery aspect of potentially embarrassing evidence. Yeah, so like even if the NFL didn't think ultimately they would lose because the burden of proof was high for Kaepernick, they at best, I think, were extremely worried about some of the stuff that was going to get out in the public if this had gone to the discovery stage of where this would go. Anthony in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Anthony, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah, I have a background in labor activities. I was an organizer, and I used to handle grievance hearings and unemployment hearings and compensation hearings. And you don't want, if the defendant wants to settle, you settle. You never know what's going to come out in an arbitration hearing. You never know what's on the mind of the arbitrator. But obviously, Mr. Kaepernick had a smoking gun, which from what I've read was Joe Lockhart that used to work for the President Clinton as a press secretary, but was working for the NFL at that time as their spokesperson when all this was going on. And he was going to come out and say some very damaging things about the NFL that they didn't want out there. They didn't want their practices and methods to be exposed. Plus, they don't want punitive damages. That's why normally you get people to settle before they go to court, because the punitive damages could be astronomical, especially from a money league like the NFL. So it was in their best interest to settle this. And I don't understand what people wanted him to do. There's, when there's no guarantee of something and someone's going to guarantee to make you whole, which they had to do, I don't see how he didn't settle for the 2 years he's missed.
Well, and you have to separate the case from the cause, right? I mean, his cause is different than what this was. I think people are totally confusing and conflating them. They're not that this is like it's related because of he was standing up for what he thought is, or more appropriately, kneeling for what he thought his cause was. But this was as a result of that, and the whole point of this case was to get paid the damages for not having a job. Robin Lundberg Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.